By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Many viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, another morning with Madani Channel. Now, Rise and Shine brings to you each and every single day a new topic. But we always begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran, the Holy Quran, as well as the Naad Sharif, the praise and salutations upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Let's, as usual, inshallah azza wa jal, begin our day by listening to the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have the Arabic recitation of the glorious Quran as well as the Urdu translation. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban رحم والا.
قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون.
کہا وہ فرماتا ہے کہ وہ ایک گائے ہے جس سے خدمت نہیں لی جاتی کہ زمین جوتے اور نہ کھیتی کو پانی دے, بے عیب ہے, جس میں کوئی داغ نہیں. بولے اب آپ ٹھیک بات لائے, تو اسے ذبح کیا اور ذبح کرتے معلوم نہ ہوتے تھے.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
اور جب تم نے ایک خون کیا تو ایک دوسرے پر اس کی تہمت ڈالنے لگے اور اللہ کو ظاہر کرنا جو تم چھپاتے تھے.
فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
اور ہم نے فرمایا اس مقتول کو اس گائے کا ایک ٹکڑا مارو, اللہ یوں ہی مردے جلائے گا اور تمہیں اپنی نشانیاں دکھاتا ہے کہ کہیں تمہیں عقل ہو.
ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون.
پھر اس کے بعد تمہارے دل سخت ہو گئے تو وہ پتھروں کی بسل ہیں بلکہ ان سے بھی زیادہ کرے, یعنی سخت, اور پتھروں میں تو کچھ وہ ہیں جن سے ندیاں بہہ نکلتی ہیں اور کچھ وہ ہیں جو پھٹ جاتے ہیں تو ان سے پانی نکلتا ہے اور کچھ وہ ہیں جو اللہ کے ڈر سے گر پڑتے ہیں اور اللہ تمہارے کوتکوں یعنی برے کاموں سے بے خبر نہیں.
أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّن يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
تو اے مسلمانوں، کیا تمہیں یہ تمع ہے کہ یہ یہودی تمہارا یقین لائیں گے؟ اور ان میں کا تو ایک گروہ وہ تھا کہ اللہ کا کلام سنتے پھر سمجھنے کے بعد اسے دانستہ بدل دیتے.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. أولا يعلمون أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون.
اور جب مسلمانوں سے ملے تو کہیں ہم ایمان لائے، اور جب آپس میں اکیلے ہوں تو کہیں وہ علم جو اللہ نے تم پر کھولا مسلمانوں سے بیان کیے دیتے ہو کہ اس سے تمہارے رب کے یہاں تمہیں پر حجت لائیں، کیا تمہیں عقل نہیں؟ کیا نہیں جانتے کہ اللہ جانتا ہے جو کچھ وہ چھپاتے ہیں اور جو کچھ ظاہر کرتے ہیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز وجل. You are watching Rise and Shine. Now you would have seen many pictures of, like, for example, cows. And mashallah, the Madani Channel team has brilliantly, or whoever has made this, mashallah, they've done, they've made it brilliantly, alhamdulillah, the recitation as well as the translation to the glorious Quran, and then also relevant images which have been joined. So even if you did not understand the Urdu, you've understood that they were speaking about a cow, and this is where the chapter itself takes its name from, the story of the cow. And I think yesterday I mentioned about a very, very important lesson to be taken from this. Now, sometimes you don't ask too many questions. Yes, to learn, generally to learn, asking questions is a good thing. It's the best way of learning. You should ask questions. That's a separate matter. So if you are to be in a class, I would say, yes, ask your teacher. You should ask your teacher questions. But sometimes when you, for example, given an order, as in this case, which we have just seen, it's not always good to ask for specifics, because then it just makes things even more and more difficult for yourself. My dear viewers, without further ado, let's quickly move to our next segment, the Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
يا مصطفى يا مجتبى خير الورى صلي على صلي على صلي على صلي دن ہے یا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک کتا شب زلف یا مشک کتا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں صلی علی بلبل نے گل ان کو کہا, بلبل نے گل ان کو کہا, قمری نے سروے جا فضا, قمری نے سروے جا فضا, حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا, حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی
خورشید تھا کس زور پر, خورشید تھا کس زور پر, کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر, کیا بڑھ کے چمکا تھا قمر, بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا, بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی.
ڈر تھا کہ اس یہاں کی سزا, ڈر تھا کہ اس یہاں کی سزا, اب ہو گیا روزے جزا, اب ہو گیا روزے جزا, دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا, دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی.
دن لغو میں کھونا تجھے, دن لغو میں کھونا تجھے, شب صبح تک سونا تجھے, شب صبح تک سونا تجھے, شرم نبی خوف خدا, شرم نبی خوف خدا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی.
ہے بلبل رنگی رضا, ہے بلبل رنگی رضا, یا طوطی نغمہ سرا, یا طوطی نغمہ سرا, حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا, حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی.
رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما, رخ دن ہے یا مہر سما, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. شب زلف یا مشک کتا, شب زلف یا مشک کتا, یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی صلی علی
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. صلی علی, those words were said like possibly with some exaggeration, like 100 times my dear viewers. You know, the words should have stuck in your head. Salli ala. What does this mean? Sin salat. Sin salawat. Recite the Ruh Sharif upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful message to begin our morning with, alhamdulillah, after the glorious Quran, the Naat Sharif of the beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And my dear viewers, as usual, each and every single day, we have a new topic. What is today's topic? Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be hearing about piety. It's something we've heard many a time, that this person was very, very pious. This person showed, you know, his piety was on another level. It was so great. This person is a very, very pious person. He's a God-fearing person. We always hear this word piety, muttaqi. You know, we always pray that we are from those who are muttaqoon, those who are God-fearing, those who are pious. And even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this prayer for tuqa. He would pray for piety. But what does it mean for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray for piety? So there's all of these things, my dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jal. This is what we shall be hearing a little about today. Piety. And I would like to begin with a story, with a parable. It's mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Khuld ibn Ayyub rahmatullahi alayh, he said that there was a worshipper from the Banu Israel, and this worshipper had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guess how much? Not 1 month, not 2 months, not even a year, but much, much more. How much more? 60 years. 60, that's a 6 and a 0. For 60 years, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spent in just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 60 years, my dear viewers. Where would he worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not just in the comforts of his own home, but he would go to a high place on the mountains where there is some solitude, where, you know, he's alone, not to show to the people that I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. Not in front of the people, no. But where nobody else can see him, on a mountain, and he continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. Now when he goes to sleep, he has a dream. And it's said to him that there is such and such cobbler who is better than you. Now he awakens from this dream and he thinks, you know, Allahu Akbar, it's just a dream. You know, I doubt that's actually true. I doubt that's real. It's just a dream. So then he just continues. And the next day again he goes to sleep. He has the same dream. He hears the same thing for a third time. So after seeing this for a third time, he thinks there may be some sort of truth in it. Let's go and see this person. Let's go and see who this cobbler is. So he comes down, he descends from the mountain. He goes to the place of this cobbler. He saw in his dream that which cobbler it was, who it was that was being referred to. So he goes to this person. Now, when he enters the person's shop or whatever it may have been, when he enters upon him, that cobbler stands upon seeing him, that cobbler stands in respect and reverence for him. He stands for him. And then this worshipper who had spent 60 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he approaches him and he speaks to him. And he's asked, what is it that brought you here? He says, you know, I've been worshipping for 60 years. And Allahu Akbar, I had this dream, a strange dream, that you are better than me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the worshipper asks this cobbler, he says to him, tell me, I've been worshipping for 60 years. I spent all my time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you tell me, what is it that you do? I want to do it too. What is it that you are doing? How is it that you have gained such a status? Tell me what it is that you do. And he says, so you know, the worshippers, he's expecting for this person to perform, you know, some sort of worship, and it must be really, really difficult, really, really hard. And this person himself is motivated. This worshipper, he asks him, what is it that you do? To his surprise, the cobbler says to him that, there's nothing special. There's nothing special that I do. Alhamdulillah, I'm earning. This is my profession. This is my job. I perform my job. And this is halal. So I'm earning a halal income. Half of it I give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Half of it, alhamdulillah, I am able to spend on my family. Other than this, I fast. Yes, I fast. But that's really about it. You know, there's nothing else that I do which is out of the ordinary. I don't know what it is you are asking me. So you can imagine his confusion that a person who's spent 60 years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming and asking him, what is it that you do that you are given a higher status than me in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, I just earn a halal income, alhamdulillah. Spend half of it on my family, half I give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I also fast. That worshipper is quite astonished. He himself, no doubt, fasts throughout the day. He's worshipping. So then he returns to the mountain again and he continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again he goes to sleep and he has another dream. Now, in this dream, he is told, go back to that cobbler and ask this cobbler why his face is pale. So upon awakening, he goes again to that same cobbler. And this time he says to the cobbler, he says, oh cobbler, tell me, why is it that your face is pale? You know, a person generally, his face is pale when he's frightened, he's in some sort of fear, he's anxious, he's worried possibly, you know, he's stressed. These are some things which sometimes, you know, a person's face turns pale. Says, what is it the reason that your face has turned pale? And the answer he gives really is beautiful. He said that, he says that whenever I look at somebody, I assume that this person is better than me. This is what the cobbler is saying. He says that whenever I look at somebody, I presume that that person is better than me. That person is a Jannati. That person is destined for Jannah. He shall be entering Jannah. And I shall possibly go into the fire of hell. Whenever I look at anybody, I think this person is better than me. This person is better than me. These people are all better than me. I'm the worst of people. Allahu Akbar. That I am the worst of people. And everybody else is better than me. This is what this worshipper states. And as I say, then Khuld ibn Ayyub, the person who's narrating this story, who's telling us this story, he says that the Qabla was granted superiority of the worshipper. Why? Because he would assume that others and everybody else is better than himself. He considered everybody else the people of Jannah. Really, this is so beautiful, honestly. One thing is to worship. For example, in this day and age, for us to pray our 5 daily salah. You know, nowadays we consider this a big thing, something really difficult. Just to pray our salah. Let's just say we pray our 5 daily salah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. This is brilliant. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to pray our 5 daily salah, as well as more extra nawafil mustahabbat, inshallah. But this is just that which is necessary, that which is obligatory. Another is to go become some sort of recluse, you can say, to go away from the people. Go away from the people in secrecy and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only your 5 prayers, but to spend your entire day worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even greater than this is not only to spend a day, but a month or even a year and then 60 years. Allahu Akbar. Wow. And anybody would think, wow, 60 years. 60 years he spent worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, mashallah, so great it is. But my dear viewers, from this, what we have to learn is, well, one thing, a halal income. Very, very important. Very, very important. A halal income. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from earning 1 pence, which is haram. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from earning even 1 pence, which is haram. Because that haram could lead you to the fire of hell. This is one thing. Halal sustenance, my dear viewers of the channel. It is our job, our duty to earn a halal sustenance. And remember, some people feel pressured by their own family. Why? Because their own family is pressuring them to earn more. So they think the only way to earn more is to by turning towards a haram income. No, my dear viewers, remember, even for your family, or don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of your family. Do not do this. Don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please your family. Because on the day of judgment, you shall be asked. Your family shall be asked. And your family shall say on the day of judgment that he earned haram. And you will be made to pay on the day of judgment. Never ever go towards haram. Anything which is haram, anything which is impermissible. All of your income should be a halal income. But my dear viewers, another very, very important lesson to learn is piety. Piety. What is piety? Piety is a combination of things. To act upon those things which are good, to refrain from those things which are sins. But whilst you are acting upon those things which are good, to have sincerity, this is the important thing. Not to show off, not to have pride. As soon as we perform one good action of possibly giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately what do? We'll either show off to somebody, we'll tell somebody, or we'll somehow litigate out that this person finds out that I've given charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, piety is sincerity. Piety is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Piety is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is piety. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also having that fear. These two things come hand in hand. Very, very important. What should be more? Yes, love should be more. But you should also have the fear. This person, this cobbler, he possessed a superiority over a person who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. Why? Because this person, he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had that sincerity, he had no pride. He thought himself to be beneath others. What is our state? Allahu ta'ala a'lam, you know better, my dear viewers. Every, this is where, you know, we're not pointing fingers at people. This is just for us ourselves to think about. This is for us ourselves as individual to be asking ourselves, what is my state? My dear viewers of Madan Shah, alhamdulillah, azzajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. And each and every single day we have a daily reminder. Let's see which reminder we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani channel, today we will listen a fascinating account of a Sahabi Rasul رضي الله تعالى عنه إن شاء الله عز وجل. حضرت سيدنا أبو أسيب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that one night Prophet of Allah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم came out of his house and called me. I went in the blessed court of my master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, asked me, let's go. We passed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and he was also asked to join. We then passed by the leader of Muslims, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and he, radiallahu ta'ala and joined us too. We kept walking until we entered in the garden of one Ansari. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the owner of that garden to serve with half ripe dates. The Ansari companion radiallahu anhu presented a bunch of dates. My beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and companions alayhim ridwan ate them together. Subhanallah. How fortunate were those Sahaba Ikram who had the company of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After that, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked for water, drank it, and then said, on the day of judgment, you will surely be questioned about the blessings of the day. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Usayb radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and smashed a bunch of dates on the ground and dates dispersed in front of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then asked, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will we be asked about this too on the day of judgment? It was replied, yes, except three. Piece of bread which removes hunger, that cloth which covers sitr of the body, and that house which protects from hot and cold weather. Other than these three, one will be questioned about each and every blessing. My dear respected viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we've got so many blessings other than these three mentioned. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered many blessings upon us. Alhamdulillah, myself, yourself, and there are many in the world. They are really fortunate enough in many, many, many ways. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered His blessings upon us. We need to value them. We should respect and appreciate the favors of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we waste a lot of water, which is a great blessing of Allah. When we are doing wudu, when we are washing our car, or maybe we are washing plates, we waste a lot of water. It's a great blessing of Allah. If you want to know the value of this, you should ask those areas where the people don't have clean water to drink. Dear respected viewers of Madani channel, if you want to know the value of this water, which we do not appreciate, ask its value from those areas where animals and human beings drink water from the same pond. Allahu Akbar. Today we waste a lot of food. When we are eating at home, half plate is eaten and the rest is there. If you want to know the value of this food, then ask those areas where people they eat leftover.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine, a beautiful reminder that in pertaining to wastage of, you know, water, wastage of food, whatever it may be, really. And this is something which he mentioned, is if you wish to understand the value of water, then take a look at those people who drink their water, who attain their water from the same place, the same pond as the animals drink from. And this is the reality. This is what is happening in this day and age, where the water is really, really dirty, and sadly there are children who have to, and it's the only source of water. It's the only source of water. That's where they're attaining water from. And these ones are, the in a way, the lucky one from amongst those people. You know, we have, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all the blessings we have, my dear viewers. But as I was saying, that these were the fortunate ones, because there were others who didn't attain any water, because even that water was finished. And my dear viewers, when, for example, even if you had to perform wuzus, or you had to be speaking, to be washing your face in the morning, you had to brush your teeth, the tap's on. Really, we need to be appreciative. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings we have. And we need to protect ourselves from wastage. Inna Allah la yuhibbul musrifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who squander. He does not like those who waste things, especially water. This is one of those things. I know there is food, and this is a topic for another day, my dear viewers. Now, we were speaking about piety. Now, once there was a slave, and this slave was being sold. He was being sold at the market, and he said to anybody and everybody, he says that whoever wishes to purchase me, you must allow me to do one thing. And this is read the prayer behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Out of all things, I wish to read the salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot stop me from doing that. Other than that, you know, I could do whatever you wish, no problem. This slave, as it had his condition. Now, it said that sometime later, this slave passed away. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam went to pray the funeral prayer of this slave. And when the people saw this, they were shocked and they were amazed. These people were amazed, they were surprised that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of all mankind, the King of all kings, he has come to the funeral prayer of a slave. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam heard this, you know, this is what people are saying. This was normal for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attend to the poor just as well as he did for the rich, my dear viewers. But it said that a verse of the Quran was revealed. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, we have indeed created you from one man and one woman. And we have made you into various nations and tribes so that you may know one another. How beautiful is this? We have made you into various nations and tribes لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may know one another. Indeed, the more honorable among you. Inna akramakum 'indallah atqakum. Indeed, the one who is most honorable among you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who is most pious amongst you. He who is the most pious amongst you, then he is the closest, or he is more honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-aware. Now, this is beautiful, this verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us our state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us who we are. That who are you? Inna khalaqnakum. That we have created you min dhakarin wa untha. From a man and woman. This is your state. This is who you are. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, by the way, man and woman, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, and then the rest of creation, the children, are from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. You are the children of these individuals. But what was Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam created from? He was created from teen. He was created from soil, from clay, my dear viewers. So this is all we are. We've been created from clay. We've been created from soil. It shows us we are nothing. And if there is any difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if there is any difference, why is this difference? Why is it that some people are white, other people are black? That some people are fair, other people are dark. Some people are brown, some people are, you know, there's all sorts of colors, but generally it's black, brown, and white. Why is it like this? And some people have big eyes, some people have small ears, some people, so features are different. There's differences, isn't there, in different nations when you go to? People look different. In some places you get very, very tall people, other places you get shorter people. What is the reason for all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا, that we have created you as various nations and tribes لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may recognize each other. Not for you to consider yourself to be superior than another or better than another. Just because you are a white-skinned person, you think you are better than a person who is black? No. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to visit or went to read the funeral prayer of this slave, this person who has passed away, he used to be a slave, the companions were shocked. Why are you shocked? Do you think that this person is inferior due to his skin color? My dear viewers, slavery is something which is only nowadays is considered despicable. Nowadays is, you know, thought of as bad. Where the white consider themselves to be superior to those who are black. But Alhamdulillah, Azza, Thumma Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of our religion. And over 1400 years ago, we were told that the only reason people are of different colors, people are looking different, they're from different nations, so that you're able to recognize this person is different. This person is from a different nation. Not for you to express any superiority, not that you are any greater than that person, no. So what makes one person greater than another person? Inna akramakum, who will be the most honorable indallah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Atqakum. That the person who is honorable, the person who is better, yes, some are better than others, It's not that everybody is equal. No. But what determines the superiority? Not your skin color. Not because you are white, you are better. Not because you are black, you are better. Not because you are brown, you are better. No. It's not this. What is it? Is, do you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are better. Those who are pious are better. Those who practice the deen, they are better. Those who are sincere, they are better. So the best amongst the people, my dear viewers, has nothing to do with our skin, but it has to do with our piety. How much do we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we refrain from committing sins? Do we perform good actions, good deeds? This is what makes you better. Never ever think that you are better than another person just because of your skin color. No. Because my dear viewers, and this is something which is beautiful, alhamdulillah. Really, this is so, so beautiful. And this is, you know, there are things you really, really enjoy above others. And alhamdulillah, one of the greatest things I love about our beautiful deen is that when Makkah al-Mukarramah, when it was opened by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, when they entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, the azan was to be mentioned. And somebody climbed the center of the world, the center of the world, that construction, that building, a person climbed up that building. That building which everybody faces towards whenever they read their salah, the Ka'batul Musharrafah itself. A person climbed that building. He was ordered to go and climb that building. And then whilst all the people were watching, tens of thousands of people, whilst all the people were watching, whilst everybody had gathered around, it is such a big day, such a huge day, where they're showing victory. There was one person who climbed that building, that capital Musharrafa, and he stood above all others, and he called out the Azan. He called out the call to prayer. And the Mu'adhin is a person of status. And who is this? This person was a black person. This person is somebody who used to be a slave. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had ordered him, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, had ordered him to climb the Ka'batul Musharrafah. That thing which, you know, everybody thinks is the greatest. It is the greatest masjid, but even I'm talking about during their time, the non-Muslims, what they used to think, even they used to consider it to be the greatest. It's a place of honor, of respect. How can, you know, such a person stand up there? But who does the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand up? A person who is black. And this is a, you could say, a slap in the face, really. It's a slap in the face for anybody who thinks, or anybody who thought at that time, that just because they are maybe fair-colored, that they may be better than a black person. No. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all mankind, 1400 years ago, he told us that you are not better than a person who is black due to your skin color. No. But yes, in piety, if you are more pious, this is what makes you better. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of our deen, really. Honestly, so beautiful. And do not, as we say that, as mankind, as we begin to develop our morals, our etiquettes, and we begin to improve as human beings. There are many things we begin to adopt. For example, even taking a shower. Now, in this country, just 100 years ago, in this country, people would rarely take a shower. There were some countries where some people would, and they would come to this country as travelers, and if there was to be a room they were to book, they would say, you know, do you have any warm water for a shower? And people would be thinking, you know, you're weird. You're going to take a shower? Washing your hands after using the bathroom? People would not shower, they would not wash their hands. They would possibly shower once a year or once every few months. This is when they would use water to cleanse themselves. This is only recently. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us over 1400 years ago. Slavery is something which has only been recently abolished. Nowadays, people who are dark-skinned, who are black, even nowadays they're complaining, what? That they're not given equal rights. Whereas during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1400 years ago, from all of the people, who did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam choose? He chose a black person to teach us it's nothing got to do with your skin color. Skin color does not matter. It's about piety. It's about piety, subhanAllah. Honestly, this is so beautiful. And yes, some people were angered, the Arabs, many of them, they were angered. And some said that, I am thankful that my father has died, he had never had to see this. This was the level Madhavi was, of hatred they possessed. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest of mankind. He had to, anything, any misconceptions we may have, you know, he removed these. He taught us that what makes you special is not your skin color, but it is your fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, inshallah azza wa jalla, very soon we shall be joined by our respected guests. But first, as usual, as you are aware, we have each and every single day our daily hadith sharif, a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
By the grace of Allah By the grace of Allah
It is mentioned in شعب الإيمان Our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة That the seeking of a lawful income is an obligation after other obligations, meaning that as we have obligations like the prayer and paying zakat if we're eligible, to seek a halal or permissible or lawful means of income is also an obligation. In fact, it's an act of worship. We should not think that our striving to earn for our family members is a burden. We should not think that our seeking halal or lawful means of sustenance or income for our family members is something which is not rewarding. It is in fact rewarding. It's an act of worship, and if done with good intention, with every appropriate intention, our reward increases because our intention is that we earn and we seek this halal means of sustenance or this permissible lawful means of income so that we do not need to ask from other people. So that we are free of asking in need from those around us, and we are able to help those who are in need through the sustenance that we are granted.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, that was our daily hadith from our respected Qamar Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and bless them, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, my dear viewers, we have a guest today. Yes, who is this guest? Inshallah, as soon as you hear him, immediately, I hope you will recognize his voice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Shabazz bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Hafiz sahab, how are you? I hope you are well too.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal.
Hafiz Sahab, piety. Now, one thing which, to be honest, I did go on a bit long about was slavery. You know, piety doesn't lie in a person's skin color. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from amongst all of the Arabs and some people, they did not like this. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he climbed on the Ka'batul Musharrafa and he performed the azan, the call to prayer. And just as I mentioned that, you know, some people said that, I'm glad my father has passed away, he never had to see this day. But piety, Hafiz Sahab, what, anything you would like to mention, anything you would like to say? MashaAllah, you are a very pious person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your piety, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant me a share of piety. Jee Hafiz Sahab.
Allah ta'ala, MashaAllah, reward you for the husna zan that you have. May Allah ta'ala make me pious. You know, one thing you mentioned about slavery, you know, Hazrat Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the title Sayyiduna, our leader, by Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, from slavery, where Allah ta'ala, you know, the rank that he gave him, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Mi'raj, the scholars, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the footsteps of Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu in paradise. So, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. You know, like you said, it doesn't matter about the skin color, it doesn't matter about anything. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. You know, so okay, Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who is pious is close to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's what we need to understand, that, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm from a certain tribe. This is another thing, that another problem that we know we're having again in our communities, is some people think that our tribe, our khandan, yeah, our, you know, is better than the other people, you know, and this is against, you know, against the teaching. Main Jatt aur Chaudhri hoon, lekin, you know, I'm proud of being a Jatt and a Chaudhri, because Allah Ta'ala has given me the life, but I'm more proud that Allah Ta'ala has granted me Iman and I am a Muslim. That's the main thing. You know, these tribes, and, you know, because our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was from the Qarashi tribe and the Hashmi family as well. So Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we need to be proud of what we are. Again, this proudness should not be that I am better than so and so. And even now, people don't, you know, they don't have relationships. You know, my sons can't go, oh, unna shadida na karne, oh, Rajin, oh, Chaudhrin. You know, these guys are Jatt. Yeah. These things shouldn't, you know, we should not take them to a level where we can't have relationship, friendship with one another because of our caste and because of our families.
Or because we consider ourselves to be better than them just because of what our family is, or because of our trade is.
Alhamdulillah, you know, I've got a zimadari where I need to go and, you know, we talk to people. And sometimes when you sit down and you think, you know, Alhamdulillah, you know, Islam demolished all these kind of thoughts and ideologies. And even now in the 21st century, we're still back to square one again. And we're not talking about the our older generation, it's the younger generation as well. You know, they've got this, that, you know, we're better than so and so. You know, we're this, we're, or even I've got a good business than him. You know, I've got a good name than him. My family is more pious than him. You know, if Allah Ta'ala has given you piety, make dua that Allah gives other people piety as well. Lekin, don't boast in front of people. Don't hurt their feelings. The last khutbah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we heard from the scholars, is that, you know, an Arab is not better than a non-Arab, and a non-Arab is not better than an Arab. You know, you're all equal. And only taqwa is the one that will differentiate you. Now look at yourself. If you have taqwa, then Alhamdulillah, even then, you know, the awliya-i kiram, you know, they had taqwa. These people had the highest taqwa. Yet they used to cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because they did not trust their own deeds, that, you know, maybe they, you know, they will be accepted or not in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You've got to have the husna zan. Again, this is what we need to have. How many deeds have I done? How pious am I? You know, we're not even in a league table. And if we are not, then always, you know, be scared that Allah Ta'ala, He is the one who can take this away from you as well.
SubhanAllah. In fact, one thing you mentioned about me being more pious than somebody else, just that itself is contrary to piety, isn't it? It's quite ironic. It's like paradoxical, because even if a person thinks he's pious, that himself, that's non-piety.
Yeah. You know, for example, Shabazmi, if I say, okay, Janab, I'm a Hafiz of Quran, and people need to respect me. Whenever they call me Hafiz and all that. And they, I
hope that you hear me. Is that what you call Hafiz, Sahab?
Ji?
Is that what you're hinting towards? Hitting?
Danish Banda Rai Shara Kafi Aspen. No, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. You know, I've Allah, yeah, this is the fairs of Dawat Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat as well. We know that we, you know, we shouldn't have this in our hearts and minds that where I go, people should respect me, they should call me with their, with titles. And they, Alhamdulillah, I'm happy with my title as being an Attari. That's more than enough for me. Like, you know, sometimes you do have people, but you're in the Raza Janin. You know, but Janab, I did Hajj as well. Why did you not call me Haji? I did this, ye kar raha hun, wo kar raha hun. Why did you not call me that? And Amir Ahl Sunnat mentions the waqia where two brothers, they meet each other and he goes, what's your name? And he goes, my name's Aji Rafiq. And he goes, mashallah, what's your name? He goes, my name's Namazi Shafiq. And he goes, that's a funny name. And he goes, how many Hajj have you done? He goes, one. He goes, you've done one Hajj and you're calling yourself Haji. I read my five times Namaz, so why can't I call me Namazi? You know, so the, again, when someone has this in their heart, okay, I should be having this title, think to yourself, you know, okay, am I really worthy of that? How many salah, or is my Hajj even accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? If not, you know, make dua in the court of Allah. If it is, then always thank Allah Azza wa Jalla and always be scared. Amir Ahl Sunnah said, you know, latest beyond that, we went to Multan Sharif, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. And Amir Ahl Sunnah said, a beyond that, okay, Allah Azza wa Jal ki khufiya tadbir, secret planning of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, and you know, shaitan, look at the khufiya tadbir of Allah Ta'ala against him, that the shaitan, you know, turned out to be, you know, one of the he was the leader of, in the ustad of the angels, Mu'allim al-Malakut, and the day what happened, you know, became the shaitan. So, you know, we may be, you know, in a good role now, we may be in a good environment, but, you know, you never know what could happen. Always keep, you know, this fear of Allah Ta'ala in your heart. And it's Allah Ta'ala, you know, who can guide us and who can keep us steadfast as well.
Allahumma ameen. MashaAllah, Hafiz sahab. Jazakallahu khaira. This was our respected Hafiz. Yes, and Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. We say this with respect because he's a person who is, whenever I have called him, he has never said no unless there is a very, very important reason. Alhamdulillah, he's always ready to give his time for Madani Channel, for the Deen. And yes, he spends his entire time, Alhamdulillah. We say this without, you know, with happiness, Alhamdulillah, with love, that he spends his time serving the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him both in this world and in the Akhirah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam for you. Let's listen to a kalam, inshallah. Praise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu ya دنیا بھول گیا یوں ہوش و خرد مفلوج ہوئے دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا باقی نہ رہا کہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا, باقی نہ رہا پھر ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگا کیا کیا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی, احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی, سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا. سجدوں کی تڑپ اللہ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا. کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا, کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا, جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا, اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا, اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ, ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے پہ جمیل اللہ اللہ. خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پڑی جب پہلی نظر, اللہ
یا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if you are watching this channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, عز وجل. Well, we did speak quite a bit about slavery too, and it's well, Alhamdulillah, it's one of the beauties of our religion, of our deen, that Islam has taught us, and you know, as mankind evolves, as we develop, my dear viewers, as we develop, there are many practices people do begin to adopt, things which are recognized internationally as good morals, good actions, things which are good, hygienic, healthy. And Alhamdulillah, these are things which our deen has taught us many, many years ago. And it shows, it's proof, it's evidence, isn't it? That Alhamdulillah, our deen is not something which was made up by an Arab man, no. But it was undoubtedly revealed and inspired by the Lord, the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, my dear viewers. This is one of the beauties of our religion, that there are such signs, and there are many more things. But coming back to our topic of piety, this is something we should also pray for. We should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us pious. Now, mashallah, as even our Hafiz Bakr Sahib said, one big problem we have nowadays is slavery is not much of a problem no more. You know, well, it's close to nothing, but there still is racism. Racism does still exist, my dear viewers. Remember, there's no place for racism in the deen. In Islam, there's no place for racism. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the only thing which makes you better is not your race, is not your skin color, nor is your piety. But another thing which sadly we are suffering from is something which is more common, which I think is more common in the Indian subcontinent. I may be wrong. There may also be other places, my dear viewers. But as he mentioned, tribalism, possibly you can call it, names of families, of tribes, that we are castes, that we are of such and such caste, we cannot marry into another caste because we are better than them, or what will people think, or you know, they used to be this. No, my dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we are all created from the same thing. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some people more than others. But for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given more to, that's a test for them. Are you going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you going to consider yourself to be better than others? Consider others to be worthless. Consider others to be inferior to yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all examples, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to also pray. He used to do dua. And he used to do dua. What was the dua of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to supplicate when he would do dua. What would he say? He would say, Allahumma inni as'alukal huda wa tuqa wal afafa wal ghina. The Allahumma inni, that ya Allah, O Allah, indeed I, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I beg you, I ask you for firstly, huda. Firstly, for your guidance. Ya Allah, grant me guidance, number one. Secondly, what tuqa. And the second is piety. Secondly, piety. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for huda and tuqa. Secondly, piety. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-afaf, for chastity. And the fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for ghina, for wealth. Now, naturally a person would think, why is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for guidance? If there was anybody who was guided, it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, he's been granted the greatest of guidance. He himself is a guide. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی علیہ وسلم. Why would he be asking for guidance? Why would he be asking for piety? Now it's said, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, that guidance refers to good beliefs. That piety refers to good deeds. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most pious of people. It's not possible. Now this is something you all must remember. It's not possible for anybody, to surpass the a'mal, the good deeds of any Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can surpass the deeds of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not possible. Let's just say that you may be thinking, now the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 40 years of age when he first received the revelation. So let's just say he spent every single day worshipping. So, and he passed away at the age of 63. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 23 years. Let's just say you were to suppose this. This is just an estimate. Let's just say you were to say this. Or even if you were to say that, even if the Messenger, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his entire life, then he only lived 63 years. So he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 63 years. Even if a person had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 63 years, he remained hungry for 63 years, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entirely, spent all his time for 63 years, he would always give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 63 years. It doesn't matter, he could have done it for 1,000 years. Nobody can ever surpass the deeds of a Prophet or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any Prophet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest of all Prophets. No, but just one little deed of the Messenger. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself tells us that even his companions, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, that's something separate. Even the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet says, if you were to give in sadaqah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gold which amounted to Uhud, this huge mountain. Now those people who have traveled to perform the Umrah, they've been to the Jaziratul Arab, to Arabia. You know, many people, they would have tried to climb Uhud. It takes an hour or so to climb it. 45 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hours to climb this. And yes, it's huge. It's huge, my dear viewers. And this is steps there are. There are steps the entire way. And this is how long it takes. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if that was all gold, this is the amount of gold you gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would not even equate to a whisk, a, you know, you could say a handful or a few kg. Never mind a whisk, but even half a whisk. This is a measurement. Let's just say a ball. It wouldn't even equate to half a ball of what one of my companions had given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you must understand. Why? Because their performing the actions are so much greater than any of us. We can never surpass that of the companions. Never mind the prophets. And alhamdulillah, this is our belief. You must understand this. You can never surpass the actions, the good deeds of the companions, or especially the prophets alayhim as-salatu wasalam. How did I get to this? We were speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for piety, meaning the ability to do more good deeds. So this was the state of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that he would spend his entire nights worshipping, that even his feet would begin to swell. And it said that in regards to the letters Toha within the glorious Quran, these huruf muqatta'at, some of the scholars state that this refers to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whilst he was praying in the night, you know, his feet were beginning to swell and he was moving from one side to another side to give his feet some rest. This is what the letters in the glorious Quran Toha are referring to. This is how much worship Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do. He would always be crying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is asking for more good deeds. Which teaches us a very, very important lesson. Never ever think you've made it. Never ever think, that's it. You know, you pray your salah, I don't need to worry. Never ever think that, you know, you perform these things. Yes, hope, being hopeful is a different thing. But never ever lose fear. Fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever think that you've done your actions. No, what you should think is, I've done all of these actions. What if every single one of them will be thrown back into my face? What if every single one of them was rejected? What if when I prayed my salah, I did not pray my salah properly? What if whenever I gave in charity, what if I was just doing it to show other people? What if all my earning was not halal? Subhanallah, what I was going to mention is the time's nearly gone, my dear viewers. But you must always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your action, accept your deeds, your a'mal. And you should never think that, you know, I've done it, I'm made. No, my dear viewers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to quickly finish this hadith sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also ask for afaf, for chastity, meaning to refrain from evils and for wealth. Now people would be thinking, why did he ask for wealth? Meaning he asked to be granted just enough wealth for survival. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever did have any wealth, then it would always go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for wealth, it's so that he's not in need of others. He's not in need of others and only in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means by wealth. To not be in need of any other human being. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, today we have spoken very little about piety. Remember, what makes a person pious? What makes a person good? What makes a person superior than another person? Although you should never ever think, I'm superior than another person. But what does grant a person superiority? Remember, it's not his skin color, it's not his status, it's not his wealth, no. But rather a person's deeds, a person's piety. My dear viewers, remember this lesson for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise.